Anthony Fauci receives portrait, award from Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery. By Ethan Lechman on November 13, 2022. Anthony Fauci received the Portrait of the Nation Award in a display from the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C., on Saturday night. The outgoing chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden received the award along with tennis stars Serena and Venus Williams, woke filmmaker Ava DuVernay, chef Jose Andres, music producer Clive Davis, and civil rights activist Marion Wright Edelman, The Hill reported. Fauci, 81, was the only honoree to receive a stop-motion animation portrait display, which consisted of 19 drawings of him lasting 5 minutes long from various moments of the COVID-19 and AIDS pandemics. Other honorees only received still displays. "I was awestruck by the talent of that artist," Fauci said about the stop-motion animation designed by artist Hugo Prosthwaite. "I'm very uncomfortable with this red carpet stuff. I don't like attention on me and about me," he added. Along with stepping down from his chief medical advisor position this December, Fauci will also be retiring from his NIAID director position at the same time. Among the presenters and guests at the Portrait of a Nation Gala included Hillary Clinton, leftist billionaire Laurent Powell Jobs, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, singer Alicia Keys, CNN hosts Don Lemon and Dana Bash, Senator Cory Booker, DNC, Senator Chris Coons, DITA, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. It was the first Portrait of a Nation Awards Gala to be held since 2019, due to pandemic restrictions, according to People magazine. According to its website, the Portrait of a Nation Award is awarded to individuals selected from the illustrious roster of contemporary Americans whose portraits reside in the National Portrait Gallery's collection. Recipients have made significant contributions across diverse fields and have demonstrated a significant commitment to service and the values of creativity, individuality, insight, and inquiry, it adds. The event sponsors include Chevron, Vanity Fair, and Nike, which is accused of using Uyghur Muslims for slave labor. You can follow Ethan Lechman on Twitter at @EthanLechman.